And I got here, traditional name is Yidiki. We call it, as everyone knows it, didgeridoo. I thought for a long time we used it for a just an instrument for music or whatnot. But it's actually a healing purpose. Through a high-pitched frequency, it's actually, you can get a note for it, it's a high-pitched frequency. It's actually strong enough to go through your blood, flesh and bone to release all them energies that we store in there that are unneeded, you know, and whatnot. I didn't know it was used for a lean purpose until a few years ago when I went to rehab and we had this fellow, Lionel, his name is actually.
Good, it's Jamara. Big hello to Lionel. Good on you.
Yeah. Living Culture, that's his business name. But yeah, he did healing sessions and whatnot and he taught me a lot about it. Yeah, it's one of the oldest instruments in the world and one of the hardest to play. And I'd like to play it for you because that's one gift I get from, I'm not too sure where it comes from, maybe my grandfather. But before that, I'd like to pay my respects to past and present and emerging elders of this country, which is Kanaka.